Hello, everyone, but one, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Prusa Live, number 14. I'm here with Joseph Prusa and
Hi.
Nicholas Sousa.
Hello.
And we don't have a guest this week. Why? Because we had a pretty big announcement yesterday, and we want to make sure that we're dedicating all of our time to talking about that, because, you know, a lot of stuff going on, which is super exciting. But before we get to that, let's kick this off like we normally do with the Prusa Printers Picks of the Week. Why don't you kick us off, Joe? What do you have?
I have these two wonderful prints. Hopefully it is the right way.
Very nice.
What a surprise.
Yeah, and if you guys don't know what those two prints mean, we will be talking about that in just a moment. Very cool, Joe. What do you have for us, Mickey?
I'm gonna first show it just alone, and maybe you can guess what you think
it is. It is a watch stand.
Oh yeah, first try. Okay, nice. It was apparently too easy. So yeah, it is a watch stand. It prints without supports, pretty easy, and I have a picture of...
Does it print on its side?
Yeah, it prints on the side, and the arm only goes... Like, this is the bed side.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's one of those good things of like thinking about like your design again. I talk a lot about design for manufacturing, right? And so thinking about how that design can just be printed in one print and no supports and everything else.
I owned a grand total of three watches, and I like to display them because kind of the only jewelry that I own as a guy, right? So
yeah.
So yeah, I printed these holders, and now my watches live on these stands, so it's pretty nice. It's by Fretzlund, and it's on Prusa Printers, of course.
Nice. So yeah, I have been getting all of these like Twitter ads for this game that looks kind of fun, and it's like kind of a two-player like board game. And I'm like browsing through Prusa Printers a couple weeks ago, and it was there, ready to be printed. So it's this like plucker game, and like, you know, we're coming up on Christmas, right? So like wanting to like start making like fun toys and Christmas presents. So there's rubber bands in here, and you pull back, this should be laying flat, but you pull back the rubber bands and try to shoot the pucks through the hole. And there's a person on each side like battling each other of who can get all the pucks through the hole and onto the other person's side first. And it is XY. It's two different parts. And it's XY as big as you can fit on a Mark IIIS bed, basically. It was a fun little print to do. It has these little clips that hold the two sections together. This is part of my Thanksgiving plan for tomorrow, is battling my wife in a little...
That looks really fun. So you have to... You have to... Do you lose if you have all the pucks on your side, basically?
Yes. You lose if you have all the pucks on your side.
Nice. So it basically gets harder for the winning person, kind of, which is nice, because, you know, the one with many pucks keeps shooting the hole while you only have one, so.
Right. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to giving it a try, but yeah, it's a fun game, and, you know, again, would make an awesome Christmas present, or, you know, whatever holiday that you celebrate as the holidays are approaching for us.
I like it. Link in the chat.
Yeah. So, and yeah, I would like to say that I kind of forgot in the intro, but, you know, happy Thanksgiving to all of our US viewers tomorrow, and hope you all stay home and stay safe. Fantastic. So with that, let's go ahead and start talking about our announcements from yesterday.
Let's do it.
There's so many things that are on this list, right? Like it was huge. Like this is one of those things. Is, you know, people kind of think that, you know, that we go black and like they don't hear from us for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, we've gone dark, and then all of a sudden like Joe pops out of like boom, you know, here's all this stuff. So it's fun for us too. I guess one of the big things that kind of like ties a lot of the updates together is the new Super Pinda. So Joe, if you don't mind like explaining, you know, what is the Super Pinda and what it's all about.
Well, I believe Mikolas has it in his hand, so he can show it.
Yes, I'm right just now. Gonna switch back. Actually, I can't do this. Yes, so it looks like from distance you would probably not realize it's a different probe than the old Pinda.
Yeah. So in short, it is the evolution of the probes we have, more of the temperature compensated. Probe from the Mark III, which had a thermistor inside, which was working pretty well. There's nothing wrong about it, but we thought that it might be easier than to compensate for the temperature shift to have a sensor which doesn't have the temperature shift. And well, basically after a long time, we had one made, and it is pretty awesome. So we decided that we will be putting it into the printers, and we will not have the different versions of the sensors in different printers, which makes it easier for us and for everybody else. And also will bring much joy into dialing your first layer, I would say.
Yeah, I've been kind of joking that now it's like, you know, one Pinda to probe them all. Like, it's, you know, instead of having, you know, all these different Pindas, and also instead of having, you know, a Pinda that was kind of out there, you know, with the thermistor inside of it that was compensating, like you say, for, you know, some of these temperature changes, instead of kind of having a workaround, like, you know, why not just have a better sensor that really like fixes the problem all around? So it, yeah, that's super exciting.
In the article on the blog, there are some nice graphs, but yeah, basically what they are showing is that no matter the temperature, the reading is basically identical. There's a little difference at 0 degrees, which is like you're not gonna print at 0 degrees because
right.
You will get a min temp anyway. You can't print at such low temperature, and yeah it's
if
sweet.
If my basement drops below 60 degrees, I have a hard time printing. So if you're trying to print down at zero, like, yeah,
how many Celsius is 60 degrees?
I would have to look that up. So,
yeah. Okay, so we don't have the language barrier, but we have the temperature. Yeah.
If it was 60 barrier. Degrees here, we'll be literally like on fire melting here. Yeah. So so that is super Pinda.
15, Joe.
15. Oh. Okay, yeah. I think that's just on the threshold of min temp.
Yeah, that is on the threshold of min temp, but beyond that, like, PLA just doesn't want to stick.
And I think in the mini,
like, even with the heated bed,
in one of the firmwares, I think it's mini. In one of the firmwares, we are decreasing the min temp, where the printer will try to heat up a little bit, and if it sees the temperature going up, it will consider it fine and it will let you print, even though it's not optimal to print at a cold.
I mean, it is still not a good idea to print in like a winter basement, the garage, without any form of heating. I mean, the fact that the printer will let you start, it doesn't mean that it will finish successfully.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, I when we were getting ready for this stream, Mickey's like, there's a rumble going on behind you, and it's the heater running in the basement, and my basement's set a little bit warmer than even the rest of my house so that I can make sure that the printers run, so... Gotta have those priorities, right? You can put on sweaters, the printers can't. moving on. So with this Super Pinda, we are putting it into our machines. But you know, there's some other changes kind of coming along too. So it kind of justified a reason for not just having, you know, oh well, you know, the Mark IIIs has a Super Pinda. You know, let's add some more things in there, and now we have the Mark IIIs Plus, those fun little signs that Joe was showing off there, and the Mini Plus also. So do you guys have any highlights of what's really going on with the Mark IIIs Plus, you know, what we're really doing there?
So basically we are evolving the printers constantly, and you know, at some point of time you need to do a little naming change. So for example, the upgrade, we have shipping marked piece for quite some time with the Mizumi bearings and stuff like that. So so it is a good, I would say, practice too.
Yeah. Also for the manuals, right?
So people realize that these little incremental upgrades are there. But I'm also pretty happy about the new. I don't remember. Do we have a special name for the bearing holders?
Yeah, right now? I'm just looking at them. Like, I think they're called in the article clips or something.
I think we're calling them clips right now. Maybe we should come up with a better name. Like, if you guys have a better name for what we should call the rod holders, tweet us hashtag Priest Alive as you always do. But send us a message and tell us what we should name the new rod holders.
Yeah, we have many like internal names. They are made from sheet metal and it's bent. And it comes like on a to the factory on a long strip, and it basically looks like your spine and the clips are like the vertebrae, and that is pretty cool. So we were calling it a spine for some time, and clip is just the technical name, but it is very very good for compared to the U-balls. It doesn't stress the bearing just in one place, and they are made from steel, and it is a little bit flexible, so
yeah, like
it holds the bearings nice and snug.
If you remember the U-bolts, there were really precise instructions when you're assembling the printer. Like, you really shouldn't over tighten them, so there was like instructions, you know, tighten them this way, then once the nut touches, do like half turn extra, because really it was kind of sensitive to, you could squash the bearing, which is not good. Yeah. So with the new clips, it's really like not sensitive, like that sensitive at all. You just, you know, you pressure the whole bearing at once, which is a nice way to do it.
Yeah. Now this does not require a new base plate for your y-axis. This is just a clip. Yeah. And it's completely compatible with the original base plate.
And what we will probably say multiple times during the stream is, if you have already assembled Mark III and it's using the U-bolts and the printer is working fine, don't take it apart to change it to the clips. Like, this makes the assembly easier, but you've already built the printer, so like, just stick with it. Stick with the printer that you already have.
Yeah, I've had numerous people already ping me and say, oh, like, you know, should I go ahead and order the upgrade? I'm like, if you have a working printer, leave your printer be. Like, while this is exciting and they're new upgrades, like, we're excited to have you on this platform, but keep your working printer, which is even more exciting than having the latest and greatest.
Yeah, I think we had the same with Mark II and Mark IIs. And we were saying the same thing. Have the upgrade handy, and when something breaks and you will be working on the printer, just upgrade it. But it shouldn't be the reason to the printer apart.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Just, you know, buy it, have it on the side, and once I'm about to do some upkeep work, because either something happened or just the printer is so dirty and I have been, you know, not touching it for so long that. At that time, it's maybe nice to do the upgrade, but I wouldn't take it apart just because of it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so that's one of the things on the Mark IIIs Plus, and there's also some...
And the Mini gets those clips too, right?
Yes.
That comes... The Y-axis comes pre-assembled from us.
Right.
Right now. But with the Mark IIIs, there's one thing a lot of people are posting a lot of times, and that is the belt tensioning on the X-axis, which was, I would say, functioning very fine. But, you know, I think a few people read the thing that they shouldn't over tighten it, so they were cracking the parts. So we changed it. I don't know, Miklos, if you have it.
I will look for it. It's not in the article, but I think I saw the picture somewhere, definitely.
We had it in the draft.
Yeah, we did.
There's also an update to the extruder, too, on the Mark IIIs, right?
Yes.
Again, it's not huge, but it will make the filament path a little bit more constrained. And also there are some extra openings for air to get into, so the cooling is all of the extruder, of the heatsink, and the...
And the front shroud is secured with two bolts.
Yes.
And, you know, little stuff like that, so nothing critical to tell you the printer part.
I found a picture.
If you guys are big fans of printing and flexibles, or for those of you that don't know about printing and flexibles, that constrained path will definitely, you know, help out on the flexible side of things.
It's this screw, Joe, right? The tension egg.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. So you can just reach there with your Allen key and, you know, extend the x-axis, basically.
If someone wants to go much deeper into how the parts are, the assembly instructions are already online, so everybody can check it.
I see, and I saw already a ton of questions about compatibility with the MMU, the new extruder parts, and how does it all work out with the MMU. And basically, it is compatible with the MMU 2S.
It stays the same. So the main confusion was that for up until now, we were shipping some parts to convert the Mark III to Mark IIIS with the MMUs.
Yep.
And we are not doing that. So you have to have either Mark IIIS or Mark IIIS Plus if you are buying the MMU.
Yeah. If you have Mark III, just Mark III, not Mark IIIS or Mark IIIS Plus, and you want to use MMU 2S, you have to get the upgrade to have the new extruder parts. We were shipping it before, but now there are kind of a lot of combinations. Like, we don't know what parts you already have, what you don't, and we would be shipping unnecessary parts, and it would be really confusing. So now it's just the MMU, and if you have the Mark IIIS, you're fine. You can upgrade to Mark IIIS Plus, you don't have to. If you have Mark III, you need to upgrade to Mark IIIS Plus, probably. Why would you upgrade to Mark IIIS? You probably want to upgrade to the latest version.
So we have a lot of upgrades.
So many versions.
So we are slowly starting to phase them out. So check it in the blog post if you are interested in upgrading something soon. And if so, get it now, because some we are discontinuing in the, you know, first months of next year.
Apple Teeny is saying in Czech that it's frustrating that the upgrade kits are not available at launch. That is kind of on purpose. Like we said, and we're going to say it many times, if your printer is printing awesomely, just let it print awesomely. You can upgrade later.
I also saw a question earlier on asking about, will it require a firmware update for the new Super Pinda on the Mini? And
they need 3.92. The printers, I hope so, they're shipping with it, most likely. But
they are shipping with it.
If you buy Super Pinda and you have old firmware on your Mark III, you will have to update, but that's about it. Otherwise, the firmwares are the same.
Yeah, the question was specifically on the Mini, though, and I think you'll be fine on the Mini, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. So one of the biggest questions I've been asked in the past 24 hours, and I think we should right now be very clear on it. I've gotten messages, panic messages, like, you know, I ordered my Mini last week and, you know, it hasn't shipped yet. Do I need to cancel my order and order a new one so I can get the Mini Plus? No.
Yeah.
If you were lucky enough to have already placed an order and your order has not shipped yet, don't worry. You are already getting a Plus. That goes to the Mini and that goes to the Mark IIIS Plus.
Yeah.
So. We've been shipping it since late last week. So,
yeah.
And it is at the very beginning of the article. This sentence that we are already shipping this but you know, the article is long.
Right. So some of you may not realize it, but you already have the machine. Like it is sitting in a box in your house, and you have a Mark IIIs Plus, or a Mini Plus, and it's ready for you to be one of the first ones to try it out.
So that kind of leads us to the Mini Plus, which we haven't really talked about much. And yeah, that's the main thing, I guess. It's Mini with SuperPinda, which is the new probe. So unlike the Mark IIIs, which had the Pinda 2, which had the temperature compensation we talked about, Mini was using the little bit cheaper, like still reliable, we used it in the Mark II, the Minda probe.
That was clear from the beginning that because of the price, we are using the sensor, which is not temperature compensated, from the Mark II. But I guess a lot of people are used to the Mark IIIs, or Mark III reliability with this. And so because of that, we decided that we want to include that in the Minis too. And so we put it into the Mini Plus.
Yes. It also gets some of the little things like the metal clips that we talked about, but pretty much the most important thing why you would probably buy it is the SuperPinda. Yeah.
Right.
And here I would say, I mean, it still applies. Like if your Mini is printing awesomely, just let it print awesomely. But here the upgrade is maybe a little bit more substantial, or like you will see a difference in the first layer consistency. The difference to the current Mark IIIs probe is not that big. That was already pretty damn good.
Yeah, and also all the printers which are in the pipeline are the Mini Plus. Even though because of this change and some other things like very fluctuating exchange rates and stuff, we had to bump the price a little bit. Everyone gets the Mini Plus and doesn't have to pay us any more money or anything like that. So it all happens automatically.
Yeah, which is great.
SuperPinda is currently sold out. That's thanks to you guys. Like, sorry, not sorry. But
I heard yesterday about people buying like 5 packs of them to put in different machines.
But we have another batch that will be available for the Black Friday sales, basically. So there will be some more.
But you know, when I saw that people are hoarding them, we set the limit for 2. So thanks everyone who were buying loads of them. So we might go over some of the crazy orders, and that is which will also apply about the Black Friday, because people are. You know, last few years they are crazy online with these things.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
So, yeah, lots of great updates to the machines. Super exciting there. But that's not all that we announced, right? Like, that's
like
just the tip of the iceberg.
That's not
right?
like the half of it. Yeah.
Right. So we've got some new things. We have a brand new sheet. I'm going to say that correctly this time. It's a super exciting new sheet. Yes. Mickey's got one in his hands. I'm so jealous.
Yes, so
this is the satin sheet. So, previously we had the textured sheet, the powder coated PEI sheet, and the smooth sheet, which was like the sticker. And this is like if they had a love child and made the ultimate sheet, slightly textured, but a great sheet for printing both PLA and PETG on.
Yes.
I'm very happy about this. So this is what we originally intend. That was the, I would say, the original intention behind it. So this is like more reliable, you know, less failure or damage prone version of the normal smooth PEI sticker sheet. So I'm very happy about that.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see how people react to it. We've put some on the eShop. They are gone. And but we also have, I think for the first 300 who buy the Mark III S kit or complete on the Black Friday, they will have this bundle. Yeah. After that, it will be the normal texture.
Yeah, they will stuff. They will get it for free. There are some kind of cool things about it, like, you know, and I don't want to touch the print area, but if you touch it, it's like it really leaves a visible fingerprint, which is like, but it's actually kind of cool because you know when you touched it and you know that you need to clean it. So I kind of liked it about it.
Yeah, I would say it has a green grease indication.
Yeah, it's not a bug, it's a feature.
Yeah, that's actually super useful because, you know, people wonder why things won't stick to their plate and they don't realize that they need to go clean their plate.
Yeah.
This will be very clear, like big old thumbprint in the middle of your plate, not time to start another print.
You don't need any release agent for PETG or flex, so that is very nice.
Yeah, that's great.
For some flexes, like we tried FlexFill 98A. And that didn't need any release agent. The Filaflex, the really gummy one, like if you print it just occasionally, it's fine. If you were printing it over and over and over and over and over in the same spot, it will eventually, like tiny pieces of the texture will go. But I mean, all the sheets are kind of consumable, so that's just life.
I don't know who was it on the Twitter. I was amazed that he had like the OG, like first batch texture sheet, and it was still holding on.
Oh, you know what's what's super cool? I just checked the material table on Prusa Knowledge Base. If you go to help.prusa3d.com and you click filament material guide, you will get this awesome table, and it's already been expanded with instructions for setting sheet. And you can see, with glue stick. Okay, yeah, so it's expanded. In a nutshell, if you print PLA and PETG, which are the most common materials that everyone is printing with, before it was kind of a PLA is best on smooth, PETG is best on textured. On this sheet, it's pretty awesome for both. PETG holds like crazy, PLA holds pretty damn good. It's still not as super strong as on smooth PEI, but I would say like 99% of the time when you will be printing PLA on this, it will still stick fine. Just some really weird edge cases where it's really low adhesion, you might have to go back to the smooth PEI sheet.
I mean, you cannot print a toothpick standing up without the brim.
Yeah.
Right.
I do have a picture comparison of the surfaces, so let me just bring that up. It's the same picture. The ones on the bottom are just close-ups because it's kind of hard to see, but it kind of gives you the idea. So this is the textured, this is the current smooth PI sheet, the one with the sticker, and the middle is the new satin sheet. So if you look on the top picture, it's like, it's very close to the smooth one, but it's just more matte, and there's the slight texture that you can see on the close-up.
Yeah, and I would note that I would say a lot of people don't have the textured sheet calibrated because they have some of the aftermarket ones, which the texture isn't really smooth and consistent with our sheets, but it is more blobby. So if you have that in your mind as the texture sheet, it is our texture sheet is a little bit more fine, and this is even finer. So probably if you would see this, you wouldn't even call it satin.
Yeah, it just looks smooth, basically.
Yeah,
but it doesn't. That's one the thing about the picture. I was wondering about including it. And the comparison, like this is on a brand new smooth sheet, but the smooth sheet, the sticker, it's so smooth, it's kind of really prone to scratches, and it will wear over time basically, and these imperfections will then imprint into the bottom of your prints. Whereas this, because it's still powder coated and it's kind of matte, it doesn't really show like it shows way less the wear and tear. The bottom will look kind of consistent, which is really nice.
So the standard PEI smoochie, which is basically PEI foil bonded with glue to the magnetic spring steel. The glue is quite soft.
Yeah.
So if you nick it with something, the dent remains there.
Yeah.
But this is bonded directly to the metal. So
no glue.
Yeah. So these defects are much harder. Basically, if you scrape it, you get to the metal, but there will be no like big dent.
Yeah,
it's a lot more of a resilient surface for printing.
It is. We have a cool question from Kikast, and he or she, sorry, I'm not sure, is asking if we are planning to do satin sheets for Mini. We are, right?
This is just the first batch we got, and this will come shortly. I don't want to promise December because we will be busy probably all December with the Black Friday orders.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but in January, I have one on my Mini and I love it.
It's also nice for kind of the more high performance stuff like polycarbonate, nylon, all the things like that. In the official instructions, we will most likely say still like a light wave of glue stick, but yeah, if you, again, depends on how often do you print. We kind of have to say that because if you were to print 100 times polycarbonate directly on this, sure, like on one tiny spot, it might again detach, but you're probably not going to do that, right? So if you print polycarbonate or nylon just from time to time, it's just my personal like thing, but you can probably print it on it directly. And it's it holds pretty damn well. Nice.
Okay, great. What's next? How about some Prusament? You got some new machines and you've got some new sheets. How about some new colors to print on those sheets? And we just released two new metallics. Yeah, everyone show off your gold.
That's nice. I love it.
Oh my gold. Viva La Bronze, right? Yes. Viva La Bronze. So a very like nice yellowy metallic gold and a slightly darker metallic bronze color. Really love them. I printed this out last night and was just so happy with, another shiny color, right?
Yeah.
Like, I have been loving the royal blue. And so yes, another like nice kind of shiny metallic that prints so much better than so many of the other shiny filaments that are out there on the market. Especially you hear all the time about how easy the metallics break and snap and everything else. I don't have problems with our metallics with that at all. And so yeah, the gold looks great and everything I've seen of the bronze looks awesome too.
Yeah, so shiny. I would suggest because it's not used on this print, and it is something that reminded me that these shiny silky filaments, it shows everything on it.
Yeah.
So if you are printing something with it, download the new Prusaslicer Alpha, and you can paint on the seam in the spots where it doesn't matter, because the starts of the layer, all the retractions, you can see it on these prints highly. I would say it is worse than like the light grays and all these nasty filaments show everything.
I would also go maybe with tall layers, because I feel like it becomes shinier. If you go really small layers, it will be less shiny. So
I don't know. I gotta say, I printed 0.15 on this, and like it's blowing my light out with how shiny it is right now. So
yeah. I do think it basically. That's the point where it will change.
Yeah.
The 50 microns will not look shiny or very nice with this.
I'm also working on... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that also applies for the mist pink and the blue.
Yes.
Basically, the royal blue, it just looks like normal blue.
Yeah.
As you are squishing the filament into the super, super slim or thin layers, it cracks on the outside and it diffuses the light. And yeah, I think we should have some aficionados of the thick layers.
Aficionado, yeah, you got it.
Yeah. Yeah, so Tom Jackson, do we have him here?
He is in the chat. So, I will have to toss on my
4 millimeter.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was gonna say I'll have to toss on my my drilled out nozzle myself and run some gold on that. See how it comes out.
I'm working on ironing guide, and that's another thing that kind of plays together with these shiny colors. If you actually iron it, it's kind of similar to really small layer, so it will again become a little bit less shiny. So it's something to consider. Maybe you don't want to iron them.
Yeah,
I would try, to go over the top iron layer bit, maybe a lighter or a blowtorch a little bit.
Maybe, yeah.
Interesting.
Because that is what I used when I was. Trying to make very smooth models. I love big layers now, but yeah. when the object was matte from the sanding, usually the little touch of a lighter makes it shiny again.
Yeah, torch it. Just like acrylic. If you sand acrylic, you can flame torch acrylic and get acrylic to get shiny also. So yeah, that's great. Personally, I got to say, like, I'm loving the metallics and super hope. Like, we've got gold and we've got bronze. Like, where's second place, right? Like, we need, where's the silver? We need the shiny metallic silver. And I personally love a metallic copper. So I'm putting in my hopes for those colors out of the filament guys coming up soon.
Guys in the chat noticed that PLA is out of stock. A lot of colors are out of stock. But kind of the problem is that PLA is out of the stock, like worldwide, even the polymer itself.
We get the most in Europe and still not enough.
Yeah.
So that is why you rarely see new PLA colors. So it doesn't seem like it's going to be much better next year. So yeah, now focusing on the PETG and other stuff. And doing what we receive in the PLA, but that is the situation in the whole filament industry. Unfortunately, nature works just with the bioplastic push. They are using the capacity to make different versions of the polymers for different brands or different uses.
Okay, what do we have next in the talks? Black Friday talks.
Yeah, let's talk Black Friday. I mean, we've kind of hinted on it a little bit already, but if you think our PLA is out of stock already, wait until all of you start jumping on those Black Friday deals. So what do we have for deals that people can get excited about, Joe?
Oh, so as usual, we have the free shipping for the printers, and every order on top of 200. But honestly, always look at the Black Friday article, because we are still adding a little things, and still tweaking what we are doing. So just today we decided that we will add deals for the SL1. So always look there.
Yeah,
but we have, I would need to open it up, I guess.
I've got some highlights here. I can kind of kick off here. So Mark 3S, if you order a Mark 3S, again, we already talked about it a little bit. First 300 will get the fancy new satin sheet for free. But you're also going to get a free spool of Galaxy Black PETG, which is great. get a nice like higher end engineering plastic coming along with your new printer. The SL1, you're going to get a second bottle of resin with it, a bottle of the Azure Blue Tough Resin. So instead of just getting one bottle with your SL1, you're going to get two bottles, which will be really fantastic. You know, you'll be printing all the longer. 20% off the smooth and powder coated steel sheets. So, you know, if you're going in and picking up one of the new satin sheets, you might want to like grab a couple other sheets to go along with it, and get that 20% off. And there's free shipping on orders over $200. So all your machines are shipping free.
Nice.
Yeah, but as I said, check it tomorrow on the blog, and
right,
we will see, because I don't think the SL1 is there already.
Okay. The SL1 deal was there last night. So yeah. So we should be good.
We are constant that we can. I think you can see it on me that, you know, last week was very intense in preparing everything and thinking about all the options, about all the upgrades and what people do and what we can do, because it is very easy to overpromise.
Yeah. And that's exactly it. You never know when Papa Joe's going to say, let's add in another deal. So definitely check the website. So lots of good things there. Everyone's been asking for weeks, you know, what's going on with Black Friday? What's going on with Black Friday?
Yeah,
there's definitely deals. Keep an eye on.
People are asking about Prusherman deals. Basically the only deal, but it could be kind of significant, is the free shipping. So $200, you would have to order what, five, or I don't know how many spools, you can figure that out.
That's actually really decent though. Like if you wanted to, if you really want to stock up on Prusament, like now is the time, like, because if you ordered $200 worth of Prusament, your shipping would actually be like pretty significant.
Yeah, so the discount right now, will be like 25-30% or something like that
which is great.
Well, we are pretty much topped out with the Prusament production, even with the 13 extrusion lines.
Yeah.
So my light nice. Just died.
Okay.
But, even with the 13 extrusion lines, we are on the very top. So we were saving stock for the Black Friday for a couple of weeks now, maybe a couple of months.
Shit, mess.
But we will be hopefully adding more extrusion lines next year. So
yeah, that'll be great.
The chat is spam. I can't ban them all. I'm sorry. We have to address it, kind of. It's just the chat is spamming Excel. So,
if you guys read the article, you might have noticed a little extra tidbit in the article, but that's okay. We, you know, we'll just keep on going.
It was very amusing because we put it at the very end, and I was waiting to see how long it will take for people to find out. I think it was like 20-25 minutes before the first somebody
ready to the very end.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the article was very, very, very long for some.
It was so long. It was so long.
Yeah, and because we always say that, you know, if we are to do long articles, we will split it into multiple.
Yeah.
But we tried, but this time we just didn't know what we could leave out.
Right.
Yeah. Ha, slow mode. Slow mode on you, chat. Got them. Yeah, I'm sorry. We're not ready to share anything more about the Excel. We really were hoping to, but as we said in the blog post, it's all explained in the blog post. Just, I guess, go and read that.
Right. If you've been tuning into these regularly, kind of a a divergence here. If you've been tuning into these shows regularly, you might have noticed that, like, we skipped something at the beginning. And so
I still can't follow the chat.
it's not even worth trying right now. But yeah, so we skipped something in the beginning. So we got some internal feedback about possibly, like, rearranging some things in the show. So we're going to kind of loop back to something that's normally in the beginning, but now we're kind of putting it to the end, which is the Prusa Live contest.
To explain, we got internal feedback that nobody wants to listen to us, you know, whatever. Yeah. And everybody wants to see the host or the guest,
which
and
is fair.
We can do this stuff at the end.
Yes. we will still do Q&A after this, so if you have questions, yes, just start preparing them. We will get right to it.
Yes. So I will say that the graphs argue that, Joe, but yes, we will move on with the Prusa Live contest. So every week or every 2 weeks, you guys send us lots of different pictures with the hashtag PrusaLive in it, and you've been doing an amazing job of keeping it secret that it's actually a contest, which is great, because the only way that people know about it is by watching this show. So those of you that are regular viewers, you get a chance to win a prize that everyone else who skips it does not. And you guys just keep killing it with all the amazing things that you're sending in, and we love it. So as always, we went through and took a look at the best prints that sent in, and here we go. Mickey, is our third place?
Ooh, coming up, third place goes to Tim Seals, or actually his son.
His son?
Yeah, who made, like, 7 years old. And he made this fun model, which I think is absolutely hilarious.
Oh, yes. It is a Thanksgiving turkey. I love all the colors on it. It is great.
It's so fun.
And a 7-year-old kid made this, right? Like, this is great.
That's. I mean, come on. I wish I had 3D printer when I was this young, and right, I could print something. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, second place.
When I see the little kids, how natural is it for them? I mean, I don't know if it wasn't so special for me to see it. I don't know if I would choose it as a carrier. But this is amazing.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, second place.
Yeah, second place.
It's awesome. It's Hesham Asa, and this is just freaking amazing. I don't even know what this is. It from Doom? Is it?
It looks like a D&D character or something from Doom. I don't know exactly where this model came from. Hesham, if you could let us know where this model is, we'd love to know. It's a super cool print.
It's so blue. It's great. Fantastic.
Great show off of the Prusament Azure Blue. Nice big crazy creature. We thought it was super rad.
No supports, so smooth.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Yeah, and look at that Z-axis, just like right there at the top, right, like, and full out to the sides on that bed, like that is a full use bed. I'd love to know how long this print took, because that is volumetrically big print.
That is good one day print at least. Okay, and let's go to the first place.
And our winner
is Jeremy Babcock, which is also a really fun name, by the way. And it's this Mandalorian print from this some kind of silky silver filament, which looks amazing on him.
It looks like chrome.
It does.
It's such a smooth print. It's so well done. Right off of the mini. Showing off how great of a print the mini can make.
No supports
again. Like those silks can be kind of tricky from time to time, but he came out great, and it looks like he's in his fancy Mandalorian steel armor. It's so good.
Isn't the cape supported somehow in the model? It has to be. Yeah, somewhere.
I mean, it has to be, but
there's none there.
But the skirt, would
and the brim.
The way Slicer does it, you couldn't just get out the support without.
There's no modeling, but maybe isn't it attached to the leg and it's just super steep overhang?
Yeah, and it will be attached to the whole to the whole other leg.
Yeah. So it will be kind of messy on the other side, but it's still kind of incredible that it's printed at all.
I mean,
Jeremy, we want to know, is there any trickery involved here? Did you remove some supports, which is totally fine, but did you remove some supports, or does this model just print this well even without supports?
Designers are getting super skilled how to design the models that they don't need supports or anything, because I mean, if I would see this 10 years ago and you just wouldn't believe this.
10 years ago, even without the supports, the quality of that print, like, you just.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. So congrats, everyone.
Yeah, congrats, guys. Shoot me a DM over Twitter, and I will look out for that. And I will also get in touch with you guys if I don't hear from you soon. So fantastic. Let's go ahead and start our Q&A.
Q&A time.
Yeah.
So is the slow mode on YouTube still enabled?
Yeah, it is still slow mode. But I mean, you can still totally ask questions with slow mode on. You just have to wait a minute or two between messages. Someone asked if the Mini that they ordered will be the assembled one or the kit version, because it's kind of the price change and everything, but you will still get the now a little bit more expensive, the assembled one. So the kits are not coming until early 2021.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine to release the kits together with the Black Friday. It will be a sucker.
I saw a question in here asking if the Mark 3S Plus will have Wi-Fi. There have been no changes to the actual electronics on the Mark 3S Plus from the Mark 3S, minus the Super Pinda, obviously. That's electronics. So no default Wi-Fi in there.
Okay. Mickey. Yeah, okay.
You want to talk about the Connect?
I wanted to just like, and say, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so that is now in the internal beta, and I would say it is progressing quite well. Everything takes so much longer when we have, you know, half the dev team at working from home, but it's chugging along. But you can also use the Octoprint if you want.
Yeah, that still works. Someone, oh my god, did I forget the question? There's so many questions. Must have missed it. Oh yeah, a mini firmware update. Is it 4.3? I think it's 4.3. It's coming. Yeah. It's really coming along.
Yeah.
Steel sheet profiles. Awesome.
Yeah. I may be delayed a little bit because,
you did?
There's one feature coming, because basically every error has a QR code which directs you directly to the website, and I was rearranging something a little bit.
Okay. But that's, by the way, amazing feature. I love that we did that.
Yeah.
You point the phone on the screen and you want to post it on Facebook, like, it's broken, and then the phone just reads the URL and it redirects you right to the solution. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think the community groups and chats will love this feature, because basically it provides the answer before you ask the question.
Yeah. I want to thank everyone who links the help articles when someone has a problem, because I really appreciate that. That's our official instructions. So we really try to do our best that they are as accurate as possible. So when you link that's, in my opinion, the best way to, if we have an article for the specific problem, the best way to do it.
Yes. Yes. Sure. I think still the new knowledge base is very underutilized. I mean, that is one of the biggest improvements we've done to the websites in 2020. We also did the Dosuke and made our own system, so everything is much, much, much smoother and much nicer.
Mini Wi-Fi module. Multiple people asking. I saw some really nice progress. There were some hiccups on the way that are delaying it a bit, but I saw nice progress in the dev room the other day. So
yeah,
progress is being made. We're sorry it's taking so long, but they're really working hard on it. So hopefully, soon-ish, we'll see. Okay, what do we have here? What is the difference between normal PLA on our website and Prusament PLA? So, yeah, Prusament PLA, that's the one that's manufactured in this very building with the super high precision and everything. The Prusa PLA is manufactured for us. We still make sure it's high quality, but we don't make it.
On the box is Prusa Basic.
Yeah.
And manufactured for Prusa.
Yeah.
Because we just simply can't make enough filaments ourselves. So we are now moving in, well, getting another building. So everything is being set up. But yeah, there's just too much of a demand.
Everything's hard to keep up with. Which we really appreciate you guys making that a problem for us.
We were just running the numbers, and even though this year wasn't very optimal for happy growth, we still will be able to ship more than 30% more printers than last year. So I would say that is quite an achievement in this situation.
For sure.
Matt, do you have anything? I want to show things while we talk about something. I almost forgot about them again, and I really want to show some things that David, our in-house painter and printer and just creative guy, prepared for us.
Yeah, go ahead and show those.
Okay, so I have the Baby Yoda, which is so cute.
So cute.
I mean, we are all watching Mandalorian, like, guilty as charged, so.
I haven't seen it yet.
You know what? I'm gonna just bang you with the Mandalorian blaster printed on the SL1. It's so smooth. It's awesome.
So maybe I can ask chat, should I play my PlayStation 5 or which Mandalorian tonight?
You haven't seen season one of Mandalorian, right? Like, not
no,
even.
I haven't.
Yeah, right. There's a lot to catch up with. I think we've discussed this before. Yeah.
Beskar, you know, this is. I could buy basically the whole company for those two. It's, you know, so valuable. And also something I find super hilarious. It's kind of early. I don't want to think about Christmas being only.
Is that what I think of it?
Yes, it is. Just, you know, it's this can be on your Christmas tree.
Oh, Santa Joe!
It's fantastic. Okay,
that is perfect.
Come on, camera! You can focus. You can do it.
I know what all my family, friends, and family are getting for Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. So this will be on Prusa printers. Speaking of, if you have anything you would like to see on the Prusa printers, like Christmas-wise, let us know. We will make it, maybe. Prepare for it.
All right, so we are wrapping up, but we have one last little announcement, little bit here, that wasn't in the blog post and wasn't anyplace else. Only a couple of you know about this. So especially post Earth, we've been getting lots of requests for this for a while, but especially post Earth, there was like a kind of big push of like, why don't you guys have a Discord? Why don't you guys have a Discord? We want to be able to like chat together and chat with you guys and everything else. Like, please put together a Discord, We've got a Discord. So I am about to drop the link in the chat here. But we will also get the link in the description, and we will also have the link out there in other places. But we would love for you guys to join the Discord and communicate with us.
I done goofed. Yeah. Sorry about that. The image froze for a little bit. Yeah, but link in the description, and it will be in the description link in the chat. We now have a Discord. It will be awesome.
Yeah, so join up, and we'll be hanging out and chatting there with you guys.
Okay.
So that's I think that's our show.
Just this very second, it flipped to 10 p.m. here. So I think that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. And now what remains to us, we need to pray for our servers to not crash on Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, but
yes,
it's a really big load for them always. Actually, always. Just thought about, yeah, if you have more comments, just let's go to Discord if you like using Discord. Not everyone likes it, but yeah,
right.
I guess for most people it will be a nice way to get into it.
A lot of people do, so
yeah.
But yes, we will definitely be there answering questions more often and things like that. You will basically find me and a bunch of the rest of us there pretty much all the time. So come over to Discord.
In the chat now. Discount is better than Discord.
Nice.
Of course.
Okay, stay safe, everyone.
Again, yes, that's our show. Stay safe, keep printing, and we will see you guys next time.
Good night.